We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody, with you as always. Guys, we're talking today. Are the Colts actually done in free agency? We're going to talk about it. But before we start it, we just wanted to say that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to go to prizepicks.com and use code BTJ for a $100 deposit match. Make sure to go do that today. But guys, we wanted to talk here because there's some interesting tweets that have been brought out in Colts Twitter world today. And Stephen Holder was at the forefront of this once again and talked about how maybe there might not be more moves being made by Indianapolis before the draft, which is basically a month from now. But they were talking today about Anthony Richardson. They were asking Shane Steichen on Richardson. Before we even get into the topic of the video, though, Cody, how'd you feel knowing Shane Steichen said that he'll most likely be ready to go for spring practice and that he's ready for him to get back soon?
Great news. I mean, we talked about how important it is for Richardson to get everything he can possibly get. I mean, we said that last year, right, with being a rookie, you know, getting all the reps and doing all that. I think it's just as important here in year number two for him to get everything, including some of the spring stuff, you know, just really building everything, you know, from day one. So definitely huge news that Anthony Richardson is progressing right there where you hope he is. So love that. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, and you know, some more things happen with everything else. And Stephen Holder had posted saying the last point of their conversations was key. Said that the single biggest reason the Colts have basically run it back with their roster is because they are convinced Richardson is a difference maker who can make them take a leap. That has come through in numerous conversations I've had in recent weeks. So what the tweet is insinuating, Cody, is that the reason why the Indianapolis Colts are basically just running it back with practically the same team is they feel Anthony Richardson was the missing piece, especially even last year. But they feel as if he's available and he's ready to play, that he will be the difference maker in what the Indianapolis Colts can do in 2024. Now, there have been some people that have mentioned the idea that this was not insinuating that the Indianapolis Colts were done making moves. They were just saying that they were taking the massive approach to just bring back their guys because they felt strongly that this unit of guys could ultimately just be enough for the Indianapolis Colts to contend with anyone else in the AFC. Now, I didn't quite take it that way, Cody, because I looked at it and I said, I wouldn't think of it that way if the Indianapolis Colts had made any kind of other moves yet. Like, really, like, when you look at it, they haven't really signed anyone else outside of Raekwon Davis, truly, that will see any kind of significant snaps at any point this year, barring any severe injuries happen. So it really is the Indianapolis is just running it back with the same guys. And they're just hoping that it feels like they're just hoping that Anthony Richardson is just going to be the missing link. What do you feel on that tweet from Holder? And what do you think about on point with that being what the Colts are doing?
If they do that, then I tell you, this is why Chris Ballard is digging his own grave. Derek, I'm going to be real. Like, if this is the approach, you know, like the Houston, you didn't even win the division. That's my thing is, like, I know you were close, but the Houston Texans, a team that beat you and won the division, they made a swing. They said, hey, we need to go get, you know, a premier guy to alongside Will Anderson, right? And so they did. We need to upgrade at running back. And so they did. And so I guess for me, it's like, I understand and I am glad the Colts brought back the guys that they did. But Derek, doing that approach, I think, is what gets teams complacent and what gets GMs and coaches fired. Like, I'm not saying that that's going to happen. But what I'm saying is banking all on all that, that's going to be exactly the same it was last year. I just don't like that approach. And Derek, I guess for me, I also look at it as saying, you know, I get it. Anthony Richardson compared to Gardner Minshew, of course. Yeah, like he's so much more dynamic than Gardner Minshew is. Like there's no question that he is, right? But also, Derek, this is a dude that played, what, not even four games last year? So, like, I understand believing in your guy, but don't you want to get him as much help, whether it's on the offensive side of the ball or on the defensive side of the ball? Like, don't you want to just make sure that Anthony Richardson's not having all of that on his shoulders and he hasn't even played a full season? That's kind of where I just completely disagree with how the Colts are going about it, because I just think it's very foolish to think that everything will be the same it was last year. Now, of course, you do have a young team. You know, you have a lot of young guys that were playing a lot of snaps last year for you. But, Derek, Anthony Richardson, he's coming back, even if he is plays at this elite level, he's not going to be covering Nico Collins and allowing him to run down the field for 100 yards, right? He's not going to be the one not getting consistent pressure after the quarterback. He's not going to be the one, you know, that is doing some of those things where you really fell short. And honestly, you lost games, Derek, not because of your quarterback at times, but because of your lack of proven guys back there in the secondary. So that's kind of where I sit when it comes to that. And again, I'm not asking for the Colts to go out there and be absolutely insane with free agency. I know they don't have that much cap space, but we talked about it on the live stream yesterday. They still have enough cap space to bring in a few veteran guys. I mean, Derek, if the Indianapolis Colts roll out their safety room this year with either Nick Cross or Rodney Thomas starting, they have failed this offseason. We talked about that because neither of these guys, I think, deserve to be starting right now, especially Rodney Thomas. That dude was unplayable last year.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And I just don't really understand this approach of doing that, Derek, when you've had opportunities to actually upgrade. And I think it goes back again to the Colts blindly believing in their own guys at times. Now, again, the guys they brought back were important. Don't get me wrong. But, Derek, that's what free agency's for. You can add proven talent. It's not like this absolute, if you add one guy, it's going to completely destroy your franchise, right? Even if you overpay for a guy. I mean, we see teams all the time being able to get out of those contracts eventually, you know? So, like, taking any sort of swing. And I think, Derek, that's what the approach we saw with quarterback, right? Ballard never got the bat off until, heck, the Colts went 4-12 and were blowing all these leads. You know what I mean? Like, that's when it came to when it was just an absolute catastrophic failure. And it basically, he had no choice. And I think that is what's so frustrating is, he said he didn't give, you know, Gus Bradley enough help in the secondary last year, but they're not doing anything in the secondary. And if they lose their most consistent guy back there at safety, like, what are we doing, man? Like, that's downgrading. Like, and that was already a unit that struggled enough as it is. So I just don't agree with this philosophy at all. I honestly think it's just the fact that they're being complacent right now, I don't think that's championship level mindset. I just don't, Derek. I really don't. And again, Anthony Richardson, if he stays healthy and he develops, it might not matter, you know. But again, you would think if you're the Colts, you're wanting to add a few outside pieces to help, especially at safety, because you don't have anybody back there right now. Like, you do not have anybody. So, like, I don't know what your, like, approach is if you don't sign anybody else, right? Like, what are you going to really realistically do? Are you just going to sit back there and be like, well, we just couldn't do it, because that's a lie, because you definitely could have done it. So if that's truly the case, Derek, and the Colts don't sign another notable guy, I mean, again, this is just the blind ignorance that they do, that they've done for years, where they ignore the most glaring issue in the room. Everybody sees it except for them. And it comes back to bite them. I mean, we've seen it year after year. That's happened, Derek. And so if this is ultimately their undoing, Chris Ballard's undoing, you know what? He's dug his own grave. He's going to have to lay in the bed he made for himself, man. That's kind of how I feel about it.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. There's only one team in the NFL right now that has been able to lose star players and still be able to win championships, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. And mainly that's been the case of, obviously, they have one of the most brilliant minds of coaching in the NFL. You easily have the best quarterback in the NFL, may end up being the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen play the game. But then on top of it, we even saw last year, what was the biggest reason why the Kansas City Chiefs, who struggled offensively most of the year, were still able to win a championship? Because they had a defense. They had a defense, and they had guys at every level that were able to step up when Patrick Mahomes was unable, right? So you got to look at it and say, what can the Colts do? Because ultimately, that's the big thing. What do you do to try to be better than the Kansas City Chiefs? because you can't go out there and play mano a mano with this team, especially knowing like how good Patrick Mahomes is. I know that the Indianapolis Colts have beaten the Chiefs regularly over the last several years, at least early in the season. But when we're talking about if this team has to play the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs, where most likely you're going to have to go into Arrowhead and do that stuff, you're gonna have a hard time coming if you don't have a team that is balanced enough. And ultimately, Cody, I said this multiple times on Twitter throughout the day, is it mainly just comes down to why are you putting so much pressure on Anthony Richardson's shoulders? Why are you putting all the emphasis on Anthony Richardson? If you are so confident in Anthony Richardson to be able to make this team great, then why don't you actually try to make more moves happen to improve your roster? Because, Cody, we know it. Chris Ballard will never admit it, but there's no elite tight end on this roster right now. I mean, we think Jelani Woods could eventually become a really great tight end for this team as long as he stays healthy. Wide receiver-wise, there's no elite wide receiver on this team right now. Yes, we love Michael Pittman, and we think he's a really good wide receiver, and he's a very consistent weapon who is going to be a great safety blanket for Anthony Richardson over the next 3 years while he plays out his rookie contract. And Josh Downs, albeit, could be a great wide receiver, but I don't think he's ever going to be an elite wide receiver like we see with Devontae Adams or Justin Jefferson or any of those guys. And even just from a defensive perspective, the Colts defense is not there yet. We saw this defensive line, they can put up sack numbers, but they're not consistent. We hope that this new defensive line coach can help put them in the right spot, but secondary, Ballard has said it, like the unit is young, but he wants to establish continuity with the defense and the secondary. So he's banking on these young guys to figure it out. And that's the issue that you have, is you're putting way too much faith in the guys that you picked as young guys to be able to carry the load. You're asking too much of just young guys to figure it out. And at this point, Cody, there's not a lot more you can do, right? There's only a few guys in the secondary that are worth picking up, that's worth giving you the time and effort. And I mean, we still don't have Julian Blackman yet. Who knows if we'll get Julian Blackman back? Who knows? But I said it before, if you are coming into the draft and you're saying you need safety help, you might still need cornerback help. Who knows? I doubt that he makes a move at cornerback in free agency, at least. I don't know what all the Colts are planning to do. It just seems like way too much to put on Anthony Richardson at this moment in time when he's still trying to figure things out on his own. Like, we're not talking about Patrick Mahomes here. I mean, I'm all for bringing back your guys to be able to make sure that this team stays in the ability to contend with a division and contend to be able to get into the playoffs. But you're right. It seems like you're just not making the necessary attempts in free agency to go and try and get one guy or two guys that could seriously impact your team in a positive way. I mean, Cody, we didn't see Ballard restructure anyone's deal other than, no restructure of any deals in the offseason. The only extension we've seen was Zaire Franklin's, and that doesn't help us until next year. We didn't see anyone get cut yet to help free up cap space. Like we keep saying, Mo Alie-Cox, it would save you so much cap. Like we haven't seen Ballard do anything to, in any way, shape, or form, try to bring any new fresh talent in here to help make this team better. So far, all you're seeing is Indy's trying to run it back with practically the same team, and we'll just see at that point whether or not Anthony Richardson and this team is anything special. And I just don't like that.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
No, it's almost like you've capped yourself out and saying, like, the Colts act like they're a 14-win football team, and they're not a 14-win. They won 9 games last year, Derek. So let's not pretend like this is a team that was, you know, cream of the crop in the AFC, right? Let's not act like they were. Like, they certainly, they outperformed expectations. But, Derek, this wasn't a team that was, you know, going toe-to-toe, had a deep playoff run, you know, and went absolutely crazy and were challenging the Chiefs, right? This isn't that type of team. That's not reality. Right. The reality is you didn't make the playoffs another year. Right. You didn't, you know, do the things that you wanted to do. Your pass defense was one of the worst in the NFL. And you're sitting here and you haven't added a single piece in that secondary. And you may lose one of your more consistent pieces. I think, Derek, if at the end of the day, the defense is as we think it might be, if you don't make some moves and you sit back and say what happened, and if Chris Ballard's gone, which I don't know if that'll happen, but say this happens, I think the two words, Derek, that are going to be on Chris Ballard's gravestone with Indianapolis is blind faith. I think those are going to be the two words. It's just blind faith in guys that frankly haven't earned it. Like Nick Cross and Rodney Thomas, as much as I like Nick Cross, he hasn't earned a starting role. So right. As much as you preach competition, again, this is where Chris Ballard's words and his actions just don't line up to me. They don't line up a lot of times. And if the Colts were able to bring in a free safety, if they were able to bring in a free safety and re-sign Julian Blackmon, I honestly would be good with that, Derek. I'd say that's a pretty successful free agency. I would be all right with that. I really would. But that's the thing. It's hard to see them doing that with how frugal they've been and how much they've just kind of given into that. And so if that's the reality, you know, and we go into the season with one of those guys as a starter, like I said, like, it's just not going to go probably well for you. I just don't see a scenario. And even if it does, like, you don't have any quality depth behind him. So if one of those guys goes down, who the heck's going to start for you? You know, who's going to play? It's just not wise to me. And I think this is why we see these issues come up year after year and honestly cost this team wins. Derek, if the Colts were a little bit more adamant about, you know, their cornerback room last year or free safety room last year, I wonder how many more games they might have won without having to have guys like Daryl Baker or, you know, whoever, Tony Brown, starting new games. Like, I just wonder how much more things would have been better. Like, how many more games? You might have made the playoffs in that case, in that scenario, but you didn't. You didn't make the playoffs. And so that's what's frustrating about it, is this team acts like they're a lot better than they are, to be honest with you. And Chris Ballard acts like he's a lot smarter than he is. And it's just frustrating to see this. And again, I'm no GM, but I understand why it's so frustrating that the Colts are deciding to just keep running it back, because it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like, teams that are better than you are making more moves than you. So I just don't understand the blind faith. It's just beyond me. It just doesn't make any sense. Seems like a massive error, but again, we'll see, Derek. I could be completely wrong.
Yep. I mean, at the end of the day, the most that Indianapolis can do here is make a move or two in the secondary to try and shore some things up that make it easier to be able to make a couple different selections in the draft, especially early on. But that's going to be the big question. We just don't know how these teams are going to look this next year until we actually see it. And like I said, I have confidence that the Indianapolis Colts can perform well enough to be able to compete at the top of the division, but putting a lot of faith in a bunch of young guys, and we'll see if it pans out. But that's going to do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. And as always, guys, go Colts.